بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مستلتسكسن لحديث narrated by Hazrat Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه, where a person spoke disrespectfully to Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه. Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه became angry and wanted to punish that person too. But then when the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed to him, explained to him, he was reminded of the ayat of the Quran Sharif, then immediately he refrained and he controlled his anger. With regard to that ayat, there are great lessons for us to learn also. It is narrated that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Hazrat Ali, the son of Hazrat Hassan, he was named after his grandfather Hazrat Ali. He was making wudu, and the person who was making wudu for him by mistake hit the container, the lota, the jug against his head or something, which caused him to become angry. And he looked up to the person angrily that, "How do you hurt me? How could you do this?" So that person immediately read this ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, that the righteous people, the obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala, are such that they do become angry, but they control their anger. Kaazimeen al-ghayd. Kaazimeen is like a bottle when you close it up, when you seal it. The contents are still inside, but you now have sealed it, so the contents cannot come out. So that anger is in a person, but you sealed it off now. So these are those people who have that ability. And this ability only comes when a person works on his inner self, on his soul, on his nafs to control himself. Then a person can do this when he is reminded. So immediately he said, I controlled my anger. I am angry, but now I won't act on the dictates of anger, I will control it. Then that slave read the next part of the ayah, وَأْمُرْ بِالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْبِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who forgive people. So he says, go, I have forgiven you also. Being angry, but still he forgave that person. And then the next part of the ayat, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah loves those people who do favors, who do ihsan, who do good to others. So he told him, go, I freed you also. So like this, when a person learns to control his anger, has worked on himself, then this is the result, and so great and good results come out. On the other hand, if we did not learn to control our anger, and we haven't made the islah of our nafs, when somebody will tell us, we will become more angry. We are cross on the person we are cross on, and if somebody has to remind us, we become angry on that person also. And many times we speak out such things that is very dangerous for our iman also. And we will speak against that person also. He might be a righteous and pious person. And we can even speak out against Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif also, which is extremely, extremely dangerous. So it is very important that we learn to control ourselves and make islah of ourselves. And then even a bad situation, a person turns it into a good situation. Otherwise, even a good situation where a person, for example, is praised for some good work that he did, a good situation, but if he has not made islah of his nafs, he will turn that good situation into a disastrous one, that pride comes in him. He feels, I'm better than other people, and consequently he will treat others also and looking down upon them, that I'm better than you. And this conceit and pride will destroy that person completely. Shaitan will have full control of him and he will destroy himself. And we see that such a great person like Sayyidina Umar great, great people on other occasions also, how they immediately listened to the Quran, to the commands of Allah, and when that came, they accepted it wholeheartedly. Also, by nature, a human being is such that who he takes as his superior, usually he listens to that person. And who he takes as his juniors, then he takes advantage of those persons by nature. Unless he has learned to make his Islam, then he will treat everyone accordingly in the right way. So many times a person is very angry on one of his juniors. But when a senior person comes, then he immediately controls himself. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when the words of Allah were mentioned, when any of the senior, who were their seniors, told them, they immediately listened. But today we will so easily backchat our parents also, our ustads also. We won't have consideration for ulama also. We will just say what we want to anyone, because we haven't got that reality of the greatness of Allah, His Rasul, His Kalam, and the ulama, especially if they are telling us about deen, that we don't listen to them. If because of their personal weaknesses, mistakes, we oppose them, that is a different thing. But when they are telling us matters of deen and the commands of Allah, and then we want to oppose them, that is extremely dangerous for us, because we are not opposing them, we are opposing Quran and Hadith. So Allah give us tawfiq to make our Islah, and that whenever somebody tells us about any masala, this you are doing is not right, your wedding is too big, it's not correct, it's not according to sunnah, your dressing is not right, your trouser is below your ankles, your beard is not right, that we listen immediately and we submit to that. But when that is not there, when we haven't got that within us, somebody will remind us of any of our wrongs, and we will start fighting with the person. Or we will go behind his back and we will speak ill about him, and we will try and after criticizing him, try and belittle him in the eyes of the people at least. Whatever we can do wrong, we will try and do. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make our Islah, understand the greatness of Allah, His commandments, the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the teachings which have been brought to us by the ulama-i kiram, and we observe them and we follow accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.